20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the founder of the pioneering website and platform Brown Cloud, which is a website where you record, you guessed it, just sounds of your farts, and you upload them, and you can put you just sort of tracks up, as it were, as if they were music, because to some people, it is actually, not to some people, it is music, okay? And you can share your tracks, your farts, put together playlists, and just kind of connect with each other around the world, because that is one thing that's universal as well, is farting. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
You really make the world a more beautiful place, and I appreciate that about you. Hello, I am the founder and president of a revolutionary dating site, Clown Crowd. It is a dating site strictly for clowns. Mm. And sure, you know, we have a small membership, but devoted, you know. Because turns out the only people who want to date clowns are other clowns. So I am Miles Gray.
And your clown, are there French clowns as well?
All clowns. We don't discriminate unless you're not a clown.
Love, then we do. I am so into French clown, French clowning, clownery, whatever that's called. I think that's just, it's lit. They're like the real Jabberwockies, if you ask me. Ask anyone.
You talking about the mimes?
No. Like, whatever, isn't that one kind of French clown? Dude, why you gotta ask me this shit? Anyway, that's not what this show's about. Welcome to 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and all of its various iterations, except for the ones we don't like. And we do it while we're elevated.
Yes. And yes, I think, yeah, mime's got to be like Marcel Marceau, you know?
So is that anyway. Who you were talking about?
I don't know. I remember someone was like, hey, come to my French clowning show. I was like, oh, what? And they're like, it's French clowning. And I'm like, but I kept asking what is that? And then it was like, it's just like, honestly, it's like the highest form of clown.
Didn't want to say it was a mime show, but it was.
No, it's a little bit more, there's like, I don't know, whatever. What the fuck are we talking about, you know?
I love that you're like defending miming, even though you don't actually know what it is.
I'm like, I love that, I think, because that shit's like pop blocking, so I respect the movement and the isolations. You know what I mean? So like if I'm just even looking through a lens of hip hop, I would have to give it up to mimes, objectively speaking. Okay. Booah. That's right. I just want to play White Lines right now. Man, this is where we really need like a live band. So anyway, what are we talking about today? Today is season 2, episode 17 of The Other Way, and that episode title is, drum roll, please. What is it?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You know this one. I know you know it. It's clever.
Go ahead.
Blissfully ignorant.
Yeah, I know. I wanted you to say it. What a pun. Because a Jew saying bris is just, it's like we expect it, you know?
Oh, wow. What a last minute curveball. What was it last time that you didn't want to take away space for a person of color to speak?
That's right. I didn't want to, as a white woman, you're always using these,
trying to retreat in these weird, that's the next level of bullshit. That's how like authoritarians are going to talk in the future. You know what I mean? When you're like, oh my God, anyway, so
I'm practicing being a modern day politician where from like one side of my mouth I say one thing and from the other side I say something different, but then I'm like, I've been consistent the entire time.
Yeah.
And people are like, in that you've been lying the entire time. And yes. I'm like, yes, that's what I said.
Well, however you want to characterize it, it's been consistent. And I think just with the words you're using, that's becoming some kind of an attack. And I think you're projecting. But I'll take another
classic
question.
Classic mainstream media.
Boom. Get me in there, coach. and we'll get free TLC for everyone. Let's see. So this one is, okay, so we start off with Jenny and Sumit. And oh my God, I'm so thankful for this because
you get to do your impression and it is.
Well, not just that.
Let her rip.
We've been saying, right? what Jenny and Sumit's relationship is like. He cuts her toenails, you know, for starters. That was the first clue we got where it was like, what is going on? Like, that's some weird shit. Because it's not like she's, you know, like a old person.
She's not disabled and she can reach her toes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, that's weird. Then she made him wash her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, again, weird choice.
But we knew something was up.
And we were like, okay, but if we're going to talk about some behind the scenes action, right, meow,
mm-hmm.
then meow. I think, meow, meow, we have to talk about how we knew that that was some Dom shit.
Dude.
We were like,
cut my toenails, Sumit. Just get over here. I'm telling you, that was... Oh, my God. Sumit. Here's the deal, Sumit. This is the thing that got me really excited, you know? And I don't care what y'all think. Maybe I'm nasty. But
maybe.
You know Jenny got so horny, right? After he stood up to his parents, we're like, yo, she's going to be so horny. They're so horny. This was going to be happening. We start off
Say
with them.
Say what you said to your mother again to
oh,
me,
fuck, Sumit. So they're in bed. They can't stop laughing. Okay. And she's like, you had a lot of energy. And she's like, what's that supposed to mean? He's like, you didn't fall asleep. As if, well, like she like falls asleep. He's like trying to eat her butt. And she's like, oh, sorry, Sumit. It's just not.
It's really not... hard for someone to like focus on the brown eye when it's closed. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, now she's just like, oh, Sumit, here's what you're going to do, Sumit. She's going to get on this fake telephone right now and you're going to tell your mom, fuck you, mom. I'm with Jenny now. Fuck you. It's me, Sumit. And just doing some weird shit. Oh, my God. She was probably making him cut her toenails, clean her ears, fucking everything. Clean her nose. What I don't know what else they're into.
I mean, he's just like, oh, Jenny dominating. I like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you do. We knew that from the beginning.
Sorry, Sumit. It's going to be, why don't you bend over, Sumit? Because it's time for you to, I'm going to break you off right now, Sumit, with this thing. I got to power start it though. It's gas powered. Uh-oh. You're going to be windsocking it tomorrow, honey.
Why'd you drop the voice?
I don't know. I think Sumit was just trying. Jenny was becoming something else.
It's because you transitioned her into Debbie, and now you can't.
No, Debbie, you know when I did, Debbie got
you
the,
do
one,
the
eye.
One eye.
I'll never not. I'll always respect Debbie because, don't honestly, you got me fucking confused. How with somebody else, with somebody who won't touch you, okay? I'm serious. Rich or poor, hollows will still go through your door. This is war. I'm in that convertible Lotus, you notice, okay? Step the fuck off. I'm like an animal with it when I spit it. It's crazy. Got semi-autos to puddles and dudes trying to play me. I write my life. You write what you've seen in gangster movies. I'm gangster to the core. Homie. Anyway, so she dominates him, which is great. Then she tries to give him a ring after. What was... She's kind of like...
I'm sorry.
Some.
You cannot be a 60-something-year-old woman and give somebody a promise ring. That's for the Jonas Brothers in the fucking time when they were prepubescent. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Jenny, that's a you too old bonus or penalty on that one. That's minus 300.
That was not the penalty. It was the promise ring penalty. It wasn't an age penalty. Promise rings are just lame, period. I'm just saying. It's also... All right, the age makes it
okay,
worse.
Okay, then you just... Something is wrong with this motherfucking thing right now. Anyway, plus minus zero. Yeah, promise ring is what that he promises to submit. You know what? Your name's Submit now. That's what's going on. Here, bite
That's
this.
A submit bonus to you.
Bite this fucking wooden stick, submit. I mean, submit.
That's 200K for submit.
AKA submit. Oh, honey. You are just... you're going to get pegged. You're going to be lit up with pegs like a light bright. Do you ever play with a light bright?
No.
And it was like these little clear plastic colored translucent pegs you put in a light board and then you can make different shapes.
No, I know what they are, but
light bright, light bright. I think that was like the jingle.
I was just too busy worrying about having like food and shit in Ukraine. Sorry about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Light brights weren't, they're all the rage.
No, I understand. I'm not going to hold that against you. I get that for sure. But like, I just wanted to make sure you knew what it was, though.
Yeah. They're cool.
Beyond whatever you just said was.
Whenever I've seen them, it's been like when they're like at Goodwill or something and there's like
right.
Five little things left that you can put in and then like that's it. So you don't really have that much of a option for what to make. You're like, how about a pentagram?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm always surprised at a Goodwill where you see something that is perfect in box condition and it's from 1983. And you're like, what the fuck is this? You're like, it's a fucking like popcorn maker, like at a voltage that is like known to start fires. And be like too hot that it'll like burn you. And it just got the tag on it. It was like $19.83. Oh, anyway, I always get a kick out of that.
I mean,
call me a collector.
I think I know the people that is. It's like, I used to be the kind of person where if you gave me something, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to hold on to it for a special occasion. And it's like, then you die and you're like, I guess I was holding on to that blender for a special occasion that never came. And
then you're like, still new in the box.
What did I think a special occasion was for a blender?
Yo, could you imagine?
Make a smoothie, damn.
But you're one of those people who like doesn't like get rid of shit when you're supposed to, but it's like new in the box, but you're on your deathbed and you're
exactly.
Like telling your kids, you're like, hey, bring that blender. Bring that refrigerator. Bring those Rams Super Bowl cups. Bring those collectible World Cup cans of Coca-Cola.
Bring the Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Bring
bring that one jacket that still has the tags on it. Yeah, the ring.
Bring
the
those
rain
little
slicker.
Religious figurines. What are those?
Bring those.
And my
stuff.
Thomas and, Kincaid collection.
And start them up. Just start using them. Let's start you. Yeah, let's do it. Let's open it.
I got 2 hours. Let's use everything here because it's use it or lose it at this point.
These Kinder Buenos from 1997 aren't going to eat themselves. So what else happened with Jenny and Submit?
I've never seen a man so scared about a promise ring.
Yo, he ducked
like,
that thing real quick.
He was like, is this an engagement? Because we didn't talk about it being like that. We wanted it to be a whole other thing. And she was like, I can't believe he shot me down like that.
Yeah, he's a slick one, okay? He's still got his, like, divorce to deal with as he finds out that his, like, wife is still like filing these like mental torture charges against him.
And physical torture. Don't forget the physical torture.
And
it's
physical
both of the tortures.
We're talking about a torture double feature, a double forture of torture, and also asking for $500 a month in like maintenance. So I guess like alimony type shit. And
but the reason I think that we should like make sure that we're being clear that the reason we're laughing at the mental and physical torture thing is because he then calmly explains it is like, oh, yeah, everybody lies about mental and physical torture to get alimony, which
it's
is
like a scam. People abuse that.
So
the accusation. But the whole thing is like she also his ex-wife is also going after like his whole motherfucking family. Like, he's like, I'm suing your mom. I'm suing your fucking dad. I'm suing your bitch ass brother. His fucking dog. The cow that you had blessed your fucking house a couple weeks ago. Everybody. I'm bringing everybody to court. And he like the whole time he's like, so if they don't drop these charges when I go to court, I will be financially ruined because I'll have to hire a lawyer, either win or lose the case, which is going to cost a lot of money. And they're living off of Jenny's SSI. And submit, you're gonna have to do some more stuff on OnlyFans, submit, if we're gonna get if we're gonna pay for your alimony. And yeah, he's sweating before he has to go to court.
That's probably why she's so sleepy all the time. She's tired of that brown eye working so hard.
Do you think she, when she's tired, what's happening? Like, she's like, come on, submit. You gotta come on now, hit the bottom, Submit. Come on.
I mean, I'm guessing she just falls asleep in the middle of whatever it is that.
Right. She's like, come on. Submit. Oh my God.
I mean, that was for sure her pegging him, right?
And then falling asleep in the middle.
Is that what that was?
Sorry to the fans, to the country.
To Arnold, to Jerry,
Shout out to the governor, who is okay. You know, unfortunately, when he learned that Apple had removed the tags of him being on this show, he had literally some kind of heart attack. But thank God he's okay. He, as you know, you idiot, he says, I'll be fine.
You idiot.
What's wrong with Apple? I'm going to call Tim Cook, you idiot. I was on the show. Listen to me, Tim. Listen to my voice, you idiot. Leave the marking, you idiot.
You're really off on your impressions today. What is going on?
Because I'm just going through a lot with him being in the hospital, you know.
I'm human too.
It's not enough pain. Okay, so luckily, when Sumit goes to court with his friend, they go there for 5 fucking hours. All the charges were dropped. They didn't follow through with any of the shits, and you know. It's great news. He doesn't owe her anything, and he can like actually look forward to just living off Social Security and then figuring shit out. And then when he gets home, he's like, oh, I can't wait to tell Jenny. He comes home, and she's like so concerned, obviously, because she doesn't know what the fucking result was of the court thing. Coming in like fucking Willy Wonka with the fake limp, like to keep shit tense. She's like, oh, God, Submit. What happened? Oh, God, Submit. He's just like, no, we're good. We can start our fucking life. And cut to, she is horny again. She is very, I could feel it. And I love when I could feel it.
Yeah, I'm sure she gets horny whenever she doesn't like feel like she's going to go bankrupt using her Social Security checks for their life. And now she's like, I'm going to have to pay for this other bitch. Yeah, I understand why she was relieved. Maybe she won't fall asleep while pegging him this time.
Oh, Submit, I don't even know how
I'm
do it.
I'm happy, though, for him, because he didn't have, like, a life where he was getting turned out at all, and now he's, like, having some sex with somebody
he
that
looks
makes
so
him
relieved.
So giggly and happy, and
yeah,
I, low-key, whatever,
I'm hating.
Low-key, whatever they're doing together, it's working. Meow.
Oh, no, yeah. I credit to them, you know what I mean? I just like to be her sometimes, because I feel powerful. That's how
you
I'm gonna
are
start.
Powerful.
I think that's how I'm gonna start complaining, like with a phone bill or something, or like your internet company.
In
like, hey, I'm serious. This is some bullshit, really. Don't make me. Oh no, it has to be Debbie. Yeah, because that's the energy you need with, like, you know, Charter internet. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back.
20-day fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And let's talk about Ariella. Better name? Yeah. Ariella and baby, Biniam. They have had the child for a day now. They're leaving the hospital. She continues to say like all kinds of things like, oh my God, I can't believe like the hospital just like lets you be like a person walking away with a baby, like without even like checking, like, you know what you're doing or like you're even responsible enough. It's so like, I don't even know what's going on.
That's not what she was saying. She was saying it's crazy that like all that's required for anyone to become a parent is you just fucking have the kid. That's what she was saying. And I think about that sometimes too, because to get a fucking dog, you have to sign away your whole life.
And you do?
When you make your own baby, yeah, they're like, we have to come and do a, like, you know, like a home check and blah, 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 blah. And if you're adopting it with a couple that you're not married, they're like, okay, but who's going to get the dog if you guys split up? They did that shit to us when we were adopting our cats from the shelter. That's, yeah, dude.
No, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. It's never happened to me. And I steal dogs from the dog park all the time. It doesn't make sense. Look at your house. What are you talking about? Your dog's worth a lot of money to someone. I'm going to... Let's talk after this.
Okay, but I'm not helping you steal a dog again. It's not fair. When
I never said that. We're rehoming it, you idiot. Okay, yeah, so...
All I'm saying is I hate Ariella more than anyone. I'm just saying that this is the one time where she was just like, isn't it crazy that like you have a baby and you don't know anything about it? And then,
but she
like,
also says, uh-oh, nothing you can do. Doesn't matter if you're ready or not to be a parent. Gotta go. Here it goes. Doesn't even matter if you wanted it. You got it. This no time now. Just doing it. But I also get that feeling because that's how I feel everyone feels when they have a child.
I'm trying to get a baby cooking now, and every time I'm like low-key like, this is probably not a good idea, right? Like, and then the next minute I'm like, yes, give me a fucking baby. And then I'm like, but should you have a baby?
Once they leave and go home, they're, you know, just they arrive and his family's all there. They want to have like a welcome home party. But before that...
Wait, what about the car seat?
Yo. So, she continues to be, like, so at odds with, like, the differences in African culture, how life is in Africa, America, and saying, like, the first thing is, like, leaving with a car seat. I totally understand that. She's kind of like, look... we need a car seat. And he's like, oh yeah, we don't really like fuck with car seats in Ethiopia. You just kind of hold the baby and like, you're just very safe. You drive slow and you should be good. And she's like, no, then maybe someone should like walk with the baby then. So they're not in a car at least. And he's like, oh, okay, then you could do that. Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, it's only a 5-minute walk. So they completely misunderstand each other. And they get to the car where his friend is going to drive them to the like their new place. And when she gets in like the front seat, Beniam gets in the back seat. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, huh? He's like, there's no car seat.
She acted like he got in her Uber.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's like, this is not your Uber. Get out.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what do you mean? Like, we're just going to go to the place right now. Isn't that cool? Can't I ride with you? Is that not a thing?
No, because I already told you I was nervous about the baby, and you have to walk with the baby, okay? You're walking with the baby because the car is too dangerous. Then they get in the car, and it's moving at maybe 1 mile an hour because they're in the worst traffic. And it's,
I'm pretty
as
sure,
we found out, it's a 5-minute walk. So Beniam that means the drive would have been
them.
2.5 minutes. Drive, but they're just in the car going so slow, they could have all just sat in that damn car. I mean, it's one thing if it's like a treacherous drive and it's like a couple hours or something, and then you're like, okay, maybe I'll have to figure out the car seat thing.
Right.
This is, you both, like, she doesn't have to walk because she just had a cesarean. Mm-hmm. She should in no way have to be fucking made to walk. Great that she's getting a car ride.
Yep.
But he could have also been in the back seat because at that speed, you could get rammed by 8 cars and nothing would happen.
I mean,
and
it's
instead, like, he's juggling a baby and an umbrella outside. If something was going down, he would not be able to really protect that baby.
Well, it's a little touch and go. Yeah, it's like, well, I can, well, if you, well, I like how when he's walking, he's like, it's kind of like, sort of like technically worse to like walk than to be in a car, you know, without the seat, because like the sun. And,
yeah, because he can't hold the umbrella and the baby and at the same time in a comfortable way.
Right,
and
right.
If he doesn't, then the baby's just going to be under like this blasting like heat. And I love that she's so stupid that she doesn't think about like just, oh, is it hot out? But she's right. Like, this 2.5 minute car ride's gonna kill the baby.
Well, to well, each their
I
guess own.
I don't know because I clearly don't have a baby yet. So
yeah, and the city took mine away. So the other
so
thing,
you don't have a baby anymore.
No, and somebody took my baby. Isn't that a song?
Don't know that song. No. If it's another Michael McDonald jam, I am not familiar.
Somebody took my baby. Was it someone to be the best, or was it CPS? They took my child, 'cause I was a little too high.
You did go with wild?
Hmm?
They took your child because you're a little too wild?
Too a little wild. Oh, actually. They took my child because I was a little too wild.
That's what I was all looking right. for. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was so smooth.
Thank you, Michael McDonald. That just was like great. Sandpaper. And he will be it. Tagged in this episode as well because that was an original composition he just did right now. And he can register that with whoever and make money off that if he has to. Okay. So this part, oh boy. So they get to the house after the walk and the whole family's there. It's a whole welcome crew. They're like, welcome the baby. And she's like, oh damn, a lot of people here. And then she's like, oh what's going on with this sheep? And they're like, oh yes, it's all good. It's like a custom. And like, they're like, yo, put this motherfucker down real quick.
And then she goes, wait, the sheep looks scared. And then yeah. She's like, what is happening?
And
the sheep is crying red water from its neck.
Oh, shit. She's like, they have to slaughter a sheep. That's like a welcome. There's a sacrifice, you know, to bless the child, you know, giving a sacrifice to give thanks. And she cannot handle it. And also TLC, come on now. You're wilding for doing the dramatic music like they were sacrificing a child. Like it was like me. Like, oh my god. Well,
TLC
meanwhile,
will be
like,
check out the poverty in this country and these fucking children running around with like no shoes, but then they'll be like playing like chill, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like atmospheric music, and then when it's an animal, they're like, this sheep.
Oh fuck.
Sheep.
I will say, you know, she breaks down.
I will
down.
Say this one is on fucking baby, okay?
Yeah.
You do you gotta, not. You can't hey, do a surprise sheep
nope.
slaughter.
No.
You can't spring a sheep slaughter on somebody.
Yeah.
You can get them ready in advance by saying, this is my culture. This is important.
And
they're
we got to do
sheep.
It.
Yeah. If you don't want to see
you
it.
You could put headphones in and turn
yeah,
your back,
yeah, yeah.
but you should be around it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just to
you
catch
got,
the blessing.
You can't be disrespectful, but like if you need to close your eyes or ears for a minute while the sheep
please, by all means, do
you. Maker, go for it. But basically fucked up to do, it's like you do not ever surprise someone with a murder, okay? I don't care if it's of a sheep. It's just not a good move.
Murder. Are you vegan?
No.
Oh. Well, I will say that when she was like, I just mean
it wasn't like a distant, like, we're shooting a sheep from like a long time, from far away. I'm saying seeing it done up close is a little bit,
well,
a lot without
I,
knowing in advance. If you told me
yeah,
in advance,
look,
I could steel myself, you know?
Sure. I think everybody has to have the, yeah, you gotta give people heads up that we will be slitting throats in front
heads
of the house.
Heads up for a heads off.
Yeah, and like not even like a chicken one, you know, that might be a little easier to process. Like, no, I'll be a nice big mammal.
We've seen people freak out on the show too before about chickens.
Yeah, well, I mean.
And I think it's because
it
the chickens keep walking around.
That's part
that's
of
what
eating
freaks people out about chickens. But it's like, if you're going to eat it, you have to like.
Yeah, you should be able to handle that at the very least.
The sheep slaughter.
Well, that was interesting when she was like, "I'm responsible for its death." It's like, well, you know, if you want to keep applying that thinking, you could you might have to change a lot if we're going to go down that path.
Oh, so she's not a vegetarian. There's no way. I know a Jewish bitch that loves brisket when I see one.
Yeah, she
has one of those myself. It's so good. Brisket's so fucking good.
That'd be such a great little spread. You make a brisket. I'll make a smoked brisket. You know what I mean? Just brisket. Oh my God.
You know what I would do? I would pickle some mustard seeds.
Wow.
Just on the side.
So anyway, shout out to the sacrifice, though, that when you honoring the child, who at the moment is still named Lion King. And so they have a little baby party turn up. The aunties come through. They're all dressed very beautifully. They want to hug him so he doesn't get stomach illnesses, as is the tradition. And
it's
immediately,
so cute.
Immediately, they're like, "All right, so what's the deal with the baptism? When's he getting baptized? What's the deal? When are we getting baptized? Who's getting baptized? How are we getting him baptized? You know where he's getting baptized?" And so the aunts are very pushy about making sure that this baptism is done, even though Ariella was sort of under the impression that because she wasn't baptized, that the child cannot be baptized. And the aunts are like, "Oh, no, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's not, that ain't no problem. That ain't no problem." They will find somebody to do it.
Yeah, it made me feel like some type of way, though, that like six aunties were like, that priest was lying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy that he was like, "No, the breast will poison." Remember, we were like, I was like making fun of it. That's, we called a whole episode "Dip the Nips" because of it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Like, she's got to dip her nips in holy water, because he was saying as soon as that baptized baby hits that unbaptized heretic titty, it will poison the baby. So, yeah. So the aunts were like, "Nah, we can baptize the baby and then it can still have your Jewish titty. It's still fine."
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's interesting that the priest was like, "Fuck this."
Well, they're like, "Oh, that priest is a low key. He's a con artist. Like, he's always trying to get the add on. So, you see, what he's trying to do is trying to get you a baptism, too. You know what I mean? So now that's more money." No, he's a bum ass priest.
They were like, "Did he ask to see her titty?" That's what he does. That's what he fucking
does.
Yes, he
did. Exactly.
Nobody fucks with him.
And he said, and he would know by the taste of it whether or not it was worthy. Did he also say that?
Yeah. He said, if you give me some sucking time, I will let you know if this titty is holy.
Right. And then did the actual priest come out the back and chase him out?
Yeah, yes. With a broom.
It happens every time. It's weird. They're brothers, too. So it's just,
they're
both in on
it's
it.
It's so fucked up.
And the other one tries to always look like the hero, but it's like, you keep doing this. This
it's
is a
real
weird church.
It's a real Darson Stace situation up in that church. Just
hey, what I tell you, you sick, but get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit. Anyway. So the aunts are very yo, that's why religion is so fucking stressful, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's always
also,
adding
though,
stakes.
Like, a lot of what they've been doing is like ambushing this bitch when she's like just in the worst pain.
Exactly.
It's just not a good time. It's like, just give her a minute, you know?
She's
like,
got
my
the
stitches are about to come out.
And she's like, well, okay. I get it, Ariella. So you want the child to burn in hell. That's what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like. That's what your actions are saying. You know what? Auntie, give me your lighter. Thank you. And I'm just going to set this child's crib on fire, because that's what you're doing right now. By stalling this baptism, the child will be dipped in hellfire and you will not be able to save its soul. I don't care what, who is that? Who sang that song? Was it Jewel? Who will save your soul? Because it's not going to be you, Ariella. Anyway.
The
stakes are too high. I just don't like that, because it could have just been a child was just born. And we're just saying what up to a newborn, but it has to be like, the newborn could go to hell. It's like, yo, easy, man. Can we let
like
that
he
go?
He literally just got here.
This motherfucker doesn't even know what he's looking at right now.
What would he go to hell for?
What'd he do?
He's been around for 2 days.
Oh, my God. You, oh, what the hell shit.
So, oh, anyway. Yo, remember how last time we were talking about how we didn't know if getting baptized meant that you're like Catholic or Christian or whatever, mm-hmm. or if it's just like you can let your like kid be baptized and like that doesn't mean anything. It's just like a safety for the person that believes in it, right? Because we were trying to figure out, I was like, I'm Jewish. Would I let that happen? Mm-hmm. And then I think we were both in agreement that like, hey, extra blessings is nice, right? Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I let my kid get extra blessings, even if it's from a religion that I'm not a part of. Unless it was like, oh, now he's been conscripted into like Christianity, then I would be like, no thanks. But someone wrote to us and they were like, okay, as a Catholic, this is what I know or whatever. The baby can still choose their religion when they grow up, even after they were baptized. Stop isn't making that, that sun that, beep on your eyes. You look crazy.
Isn't that what confirmation is for?
Yeah, I don't know. But the person like said just that.
Yeah, I mean, well, shout out to Christ. Shout out to Yeshua. Shout out to Yahweh. Shout out to Buddha. Shout out to Allah. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to whatever you're into. Except for bed packing. Definitely don't do that. That's one thing we can say fervently that we are against is bed packing. I just want to reiterate that because I think there might be some new listeners who don't know the rules. Anyway, so the next day, they're just hanging out, thinking about things like, what do we do? Her boobs are chapped. The nurse is like, "Yo, toss some cabbage on there. Shit is good."
The like thing a nipple that. Guard. Kind of made me annoyed about her whole vibe about it. She's like, oh, I guess cabbage works here. You Ethiopians just use anything or whatever. I'm like, yeah. Actually, people in America use cabbage on their titties too. Everyone fucking uses cabbage. That's not like a weird new age thing. It's like really common. Fucking Google it. It's in all the mommy blogs or whatever. It's just, to me, I was like, bitch, you didn't even read one book. Also, you didn't read half a book.
Shout out to cabbage. Because
delicious
it's a great,
in a slaw it's a great plant. And delicious on titties.
And it's just great for, it's hearty, a hearty vegetable for poor people. But it's still, oh my God, you use a mandolin, you get that shit razor thin. Woo!
Yum.
Okay, so she has cabbage titties. She's loving that. She's being patronizing. She's loving how exotic everything is outside of America. And she's like, okay, also I want to name my child Avi. Look at him. He looks like Avi. Avio Binyam Shibre, that will be his name. And
nice to bring the Binyam in as the middle name. I was like,
it's a consolation prize.
That argument, yeah.
But baby, he's trying to win the war, though. You know what I mean?
But she goes, he looks like, doesn't he look like an Avi? And then he goes, yeah, he looks like a Dr. Weinberg.
Dr. Weinberg, yes.
He does look
like
dad.
Dr. Fred Weinberg.
I thought that was hilarious.
It was funny when they just cut to her dad because he kind of does look like a weird baby. And the baby kind of looks like an old man. So
I think all babies and old men kind of look alike.
Or newborns.
Yes, exactly.
Because now we have like that cherubic baby face. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you're more like...
What baby is that?
That's all babies.
That's your Debbie doing face.
Huh?
That was your Debbie face. It was like one eye and...
Oh,
like...
what the fuck? No. You know, I don't give a fuck. So the other thing that comes up is like I was saying... Binyam is trying, he'll lose the name battle to win the war. And the war is to have the child baptized, christened, blessed, so it does not go to H-E, double hockey sticks, hell. And he plays it cool. And then once he realizes, okay, we got the name thing out of the way, I got to pivot. You know what I mean? Because I just want to let you know, I would really love... to have the child be baptized. That would be really great for me. What do you think? And then this is where...
It would be the best.
It would be the best for me.
The way he says, like, oh, it'd be the most best, the best. He's just the so best. Cute about how much it means to him.
And he's so sad about his first child being out of the picture. You can tell, like, he's haunted by that. or at least he's good at pretending he is on camera. But he seemed sincerely sort of like very distraught that he hasn't seen his child in 2 years. And so having this child is like all, you know, very important because it's another chance to be like to keep his family together. And the way that Ariella like sort of says like, okay, let's do it, is so fucking patronizing. She was such a prick about it where she was like, well, you know, like, I guess like we can do this like silly thing you want to do. Like, it's really not like, I don't believe in it because like, you know, I don't think the baby's going to go to hell. Like, okay, Jesus, like you're going to send this like little baby to hell. Like, I don't think so. I'm the baby's mom. Fuck hell. And she's really saying how it's like so silly and like really trying to be dismissive about it, like as if to act like, I don't know, it's just really just stupid. Like, she could have been like, I understand it's important to you, and even though it's not the thing I like, I want that for you, rather than being like, whatever, it's stupid, like, okay, fine, like, you just want to put some water on it, like, go ahead, fool.
There's such a thing as being gracious, and this bitch does not have a gracious bone in her body. She's been right. Bratty since day one, so she's not really changing.
Ugh. She's, oh man. Well, the funny, like, after that, he, even though she's so shitty about saying, okay, yeah, that's fine, let's do this thing that you said will be, like, really great for you, he is,
calling
like,
something so that the person you're with believes silly
is fucked up.
Is not cool. Unless you're, like, an anti-vaxxer or some shit like that. I mean, like, believe in, like, a faith-type way that's, like, not harmful to other people.
She grants him like this thing that he's like really, he's really been wanting for a long time. And like with tears in his eyes, he was like, I feel like I've found my family again. I had to go because I was like, that's really sad. I really want this, because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know if she's going to stick around. She seems like she would leave. I'm just not convinced that she would stay there with him. So like there's always like this, I don't know, impending sense of impending doom or something, mm-hmm. with them. So later on in the episode, they go for a checkup because it's time for the baby to go, you know, looked up at the doctor, get his shots, get his circumcision. And I, one of the first things I noticed was her fucking shoes. And I know she must have been wearing them earlier in the show, but for whatever reason, this time I could not abide.
And oh, is this going to be a Fila's moment?
These are worse than Fila. These look like mermaid shit. Those like weird iridescent, like,
you are such a fucking hater. I love a sparkly shoe.
Oh my
God. You already went to Cannsylvania once for making fun of a little
girl's sparkly shoes. This is a grown woman.
What is wrong with sparkles, ho? What?
They're not sparkles. It was just the
iridescent. That's iridescent. Even better.
It's so tired. It looks like a fucking Need for Speed 3 fucking custom car paint job, like in GT. I don't know, this is fucking lame. Ugh.
Okay, I've seen you wear literally the same outfit every day since I've known you.
That's fucking different.
With different shirts and
mine
different
are handmade
hoodies, but it's the same shit. And
my
hats.
All over print tights are all designs that I have made myself. That's the difference. And yes, maybe
I
steal them from encyclopedias and shit and like academic texts, but whatever. This isn't about me. It's about her
shoes. Yeah, the point is maybe broaden your mind and allow some iridescence in it.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's can we just move on?
No, we can. You brought it up.
I hate the shoes. I hate them.
I like them.
Then we,
as always, we're on the opposite sides of
the shoe spectrum.
Shoe judgment.
Yeah, I know. So they go to the hospital, and everything is like on the way there, a little tense because he's like, "Yo, look, you need to with all that water you're drinking, Ma. You got the low grade titty milk. So the child is getting like bum ass nutrients. So what you gotta do is up your fuel game." So your breast milk is more nutritious, okay? And that's just what I gotta say about that. And please don't argue with me about
Everybody knows if you do not eat straight fat, the baby will grow up with one eye.
The baby will
be.
What
are you doing?
You have a Dwight Schrute type baby.
And not one eye, like one eye will stop working. The two eyes will merge into one super eye.
Cycloptic.
Do you want a Cyclops baby?
That would be kind of, I mean, if
I mean, low-key,
you
do.
Could make a lot of money. I mean, obviously, that's where it's like, that's not for you to decide because cold, the child
okay?
would have a
you
hard life as a Cyclops.
You
obviously.
Can't make the child into a media sensation. That's wrong.
But if the kid
if
really
what?
Wanted to do it, then...
How would it know wanted to do it unless you made it feel like it wanted to do it? Our Cyclops is never going into show business.
Tim Cook said this child could be the face of all the new Apple products, the new iPhone, the iMac.
He says that to all the babies.
Damn it.
You can't trust these tech hoes.
Fuck you. I'm taking him with me. I don't know. Whatever. This bit went too far. So the whole thing with Cyclops children is if the money's right, then maybe you should give it a second thought. That is the official stance of the show.
Not a second eye. Just a second thought.
Just a second thought. And that's second thoughts with my
I'm always
Sophia.
The second thought. Just one time I'd like to be thought number one.
No. So... The other thing is the circumcision part gets real contentious. The vaccines, she's like looking at her kid like, oh my God, they're chopping his arms off. She had this like, her face was so contorted and she's so selectively sensitive. But, I get it. Like if you don't want to see, it's your child, you don't like seeing something in pain, you already had to see a fucking sheep get slaughtered in front of you. I get if you're on edge a little bit.
You're still a little bit traumatized from the
yeah,
sheep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that. But she was definitely like, oh, like
she
every
said the baby
more traumatic
is suffering. I'm like, the baby's not suffering. That's like
oh,
a
really?
Really strong word to use for someone that's getting just a preventative shot.
I remember I had a bad drinking problem because I hadn't dealt with the trauma of my first inoculations.
That's some shit Scientologists will convince you of. Like,
yeah, right.
The trauma of your first vaccination.
Think of the first time
you
were penetrated.
That's why you keep cycling through relationships without forming lasting attachments. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Give us $50 million.
Okay.
What?
And we'll tell people you don't get off on recording people's farts and putting them on the internet. But it's a good idea, Tom. Don't call me Tom. Call me Master Cruz. So... The other thing about low-grade titty milk is it will make you funny, though. So I will say that. I just want to put that out there, too. Ariel is really big concern with the whole circumcision thing. And she's like, what if he hates me for chopping his penis skin off? I don't want to be responsible for that.
I thought that was kind of the worst reason. Like, a mature person would be like, well, it's just I want him to make his own decision when he's older and not... Oh my God, what if my baby's mad at me later?
Yeah.
I hate everything about her.
What are you doing? You're being held hostage by some hostile teen boy who's like...
By an imaginary version of your current baby?
I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
This
shit really gets tense. Like, by the time it comes down for, like, the procedure to go down... She's like, just the fuck up. Just don't touch me right now. Just don't touch my fucking baby right now. Just don't touch my baby. I don't really want this shit happening. I don't want this shit to go down like this.
Also, you can't
like
say
this.
To the father, it's my baby over and over. And don't touch me is fine, but it's my baby. When he's like, halfsies though. We went halfsies on this baby a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just like... cleave yourself into another organism that I didn't realize was actually going on. The medical
no,
staff.
No, look, I agree. She so far has done much more for the baby because, you know, he's been in her body. But I also do think it's weird to say, don't touch my baby when they're like,
well, yeah.
Decisions.
And that is, well, because I think at this point she's already feeling very possessive because she really was uncomfortable without really saying that she wasn't sure about the circumcision, and like normally it would have been like a bris with a moil rather than like just getting it something done at the hospital. So she's kind of like, I don't know. She hadn't really like worked through everything she was trying to feel. But at the end of the day, when she like peaced out, all the medical staff, they were so confused. They were like, yo, where the fuck? Hey, where are you going? Yo,
The circumcision. Hey, Ma, the circumcision. Where you going? The fuck?
Yo, somebody order a circumcision?
Hey, you pay for this shit, Ma.
Yo, we gotta cut something. Fuck. We gotta cut something.
The nurse is
like, all right, Binyam, give me your finger.
What's going on? He's like, I don't even know, man.
He did say it like that. He's like, truly, he's like, well, that's on you, bro.
That's on you.
This is what you do. This is what you get for messing.
I told you, it's 80 bucks. Just
you shouldn't have done it.
It's 80 bucks just for me to bring the tools out for the circumcision. I told you, just to bring them out. That's before I even put my hands on them.
I also think it's. I love how she's like selectively Jewish. You know, she's like, it's really important to me that the baby isn't baptized. Okay, don't.
But also, no bris.
Okay,
no
but circumcision. You know what? Another important tradition to my people is circumcision, and I do not want that.
Yeah, so. It's like the one thing where like they could have overlapped on.
I know, like, y'all yeah, both boom. Agree on snipping that dick
bing, bing.
Skin. Why can't you
out.
Just?
You know. Anyway,
be happy y'all agree on that one thing. You know. That's all you've got so far.
And even then, that's like a really sad thing. It's like, what do you have in common? Like, I guess religiously cutting people's penis skin off.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, wow. That's it?
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah, actually, that's pretty, yeah. Right, honey? Yeah.
I'm not even sure I know anything else about her.
Shit. Anyway. All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And what last bits from Ariella and Baby?
Okay, I just wanted to say that I forgot to mention at the beginning when Ari and Baby were leaving the hospital, the way in which the medical staff was like, see you.
Yeah.
They were so happy she fucking left. You just saw everyone being like, deuces forever. And
do you think they were like, when she came back and was like running out with the baby for the checkup, they're like, you're not going to believe what White Devil did when she came in this time.
They're 100%
like, what?
They did.
They're like, she snatched the child away. Like, we... I don't know what she thought. Like, somehow we would snap our fingers and the circumcision would happen. And she ran the fuck up out of here with the baby. Didn't even say anything. And you know how Gabriel gets. He got pissed. So he's asking this dude. He says he's going to knock him out because it's 80 bucks just for him to bring the tools out. And it got, yeah, he was pissed. He called her a bitch. Yeah. Yeah, that was whatever.
All right, moving on to Devin
Ji-hoon.
And Ji-hoon.
So he's going on a job hunt because things are, I guess, going better. He's making more money now. He's actually contributing from how they're editing it. And he wants to go back, or he is going back to his gig of selling used cell phones. And so Devin's like, I need to make sure.
We find out basically that he quit his delivery job to go back to selling cell phones, which, if we remember correctly, the last time he did, he got in trouble with the law because the cell phones he was selling were stolen.
Right.
So he was selling and stealing. And I love that he says he takes zero responsibility for anything that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, just, it is my karma.
Yeah.
Like, it no, is. It's not your karma. You actually made a decision and then it had consequences.
So she wants to make sure that he isn't on some bullshit again. So she's like, I'm going with you to your job to see you do your job. And he's like, this is kind of not normal. Like, but whatever. Let's do this. They get there and he's like, yo, this is so weird. This is my wife. She wants to see what we do. And he's like, oh, okay. And she's like, uh-huh. And she's like, so I don't know if you know this, but Ji-hoon used to fucking sell like stolen cell phones and was like got in trouble with the law. So like, I don't know if you know that, but like I know that. And I'm just making sure that this isn't shady anymore. And he was like,
check up on it. That's yeah, what I kept thinking of the entire I just kept singing that song, that Beyonce song. Why don't you check up on me?
I mean, no, that was definitely, I don't know. She just straight up narked on her man to the boss. Yo, leave that alone. You don't have to say
you
all that.
You said you wanted him to have a job. Then you show up at his job to tell his boss that
they're
he
like,
hired
yo, he's,
a thief?
He's dirty.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's dirty. I'm telling you, man. Are you the boss? You're the owner? Okay, so he's a dirty motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you that much. You better make sure he's not stealing money from you. I would check that too. So
she's like, have you been checking your register since my husband has been working here? really need to be.
The owner's like, no, it's nothing like that. He just buys these phones and he sells them. She's like, wait, so what do you do? He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just checking them. She's like, but that's broken. Like, what if you fix it? He's like, no, I don't do that. I just get the phones to somebody who fixes them. I'm the middleman. I get them in this state. Then I make my little money and I just keep that moving. And she's like, what? No. She's like, why don't you fix them? That's easy. He's like, no, I don't have the skill to do that. And then I love how the boss is like fucking with him too. He's like, yeah, great idea, Devin.
Yeah, Devin.
Exactly, fool. You should get that skill, motherfucker. What's wrong with you? Because honestly, he probably could if he was on his hustle, but I just don't know if it's, again, look, I don't know.
She literally was like, look it up on YouTube. Damn.
Yeah.
She was like, you can teach yourself. You can do it. And then that's when the boss was like, yeah, great idea, Devin.
Yeah. The boss is like, hold on. He changes his entire business. Guys, we're going to repair the phones too. We're just not going to sell these busted cell phones.
What do you mean?
Well, I realize it's a very small market for busted ass cell phones. But when the shits are not broken and shattered, people will actually want to fuck with it. And we'll pay us money for it. So that is our new business model.
I quit. Burning as a witch.
No, hold on.
Burning as a witch.
No, please. Oh, please. Oh. And that's
how I'm the boss now. Okay, so we keep the market stick thriving. To the original plan.
Selling
we
busted
buy
ass phones.
The busted ass cell phones. Then we sell the busted ass cell phones sometimes for the exact same price. That is what we're all here for.
Yes. And I don't want to hear anything about for actually if we just put in about 5% more of the total cost into repairing the phone, we'd get a return of about 96% profit. But I don't know what that means. So if you say that shit, to me it's going to sound like you're insulting my mother and I will respond violently. Okay, because you're not gonna act like I'm stupid like my stepdad used to call me.
I just love that Jihoon is so mad that the boss says great idea, Devin, that he says to her, mind your business, just take care of our children.
Oh
my god,
Jihoon,
don't, because that's all she's been doing is taking care of the children and everything else, paying
your
for
ass.
Your ass.
Mr. Busted Cell Phone, Mr. Bust Mobile. So
T-Bust then, Mobile.
Yeah. The other thing is, in the episode, they go check out a wedding venue because Devin wants a big wedding that everyone can go to, because before they had like the traditional Korean ceremony, but she wants like a fucking wedding, like where her family can come and it's like in Korea, blah, blah, blah. And they check out this venue that's like gigantic that Jihoon's parents booked. But we start to figure out that shit is a little different in Korea when it comes to the weddings. That like, for example, the venue actually have multiple weddings a day. And
this
not just
place
multiple.
Had five booked on the same day as them.
Yeah.
And exactly. They don't just happen during the day. They happen well into the night.
Yes. And they're only about 1 hour a piece for the ceremony. And she is like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, well, let's look at the venue. And the venue is like, it is set up like a American Idol like stage. It's a very like production-y looking like venue setup, like with the runway and the like dramatic curtains and shit like that. So it doesn't look like a church or what normally someone might think of as like a wedding venue, but whatever. Like if you're, you know, it looks like pretty slick for a photo that people would be like, what the fuck was that? I don't know. I have no opinion on that aside from it was.
I was so very bored large. During the wedding part.
Yeah. And then she was just kind of like complaining about, she's like, well, it's an hour. Like in America, they're like 3 hours. And he's like, well, I don't say like, this is how it works. And it's just going to keep it moving. You know, and also there won't be dancing. She's like, there won't be dancing. Like there has to be dancing. And everyone's like, man, these people aren't going to get up and start fucking boogieing together. That's not culturally what happens at these things.
The funniest thing was, was Jihoon's mom going, so she wants Korean people to dance together? And then she laughed.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, that's not how this wedding's going to happen.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, whatever. She was having trouble adjusting. So, we wish her luck.
Except for we know she sucks now because whatever, Devin. Yeah. So we don't even care about her. I mean, we hope the children are well. We want everyone to be happy.
All Draculas, whatever. Yeah.
All Draculas go to heaven.
Oh, you know what? And actually, all Draculas are from heaven.
Are from heaven. Right. Sorry. I didn't mean go to heaven. I think that's what you meant. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk next about Kenny and Armando, and they have another, this is just like more, not really like juicy shit, just like real normal relationship shit, nothing like salacious, but it's just so funny when everything else is like, oh, what the fuck is like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Look at these people. And then you're like, right. Well, that is, I do understand where Armando's coming from. Yeah, Kenny and him too. Well, they're going to have to reconcile this. Okay. Like, it was very...
It's just like two adults figuring out how to co-parent. Yeah. And him being like, you spoil your daughter. And him being like, yeah, that's because I'm all she has. And then the first one being like, oh, my bad. I also teared up. Okay, let's get her ice cream. Yeah. It was the most like low-key fight ever. It was just like, okay.
Because they're both so in touch, you know, and have the emotional intelligence to like be able to hear what the other person is saying without just being like, you know, Kenny could just be like, you're spoiling her and that's it. And that's all I see. I don't care what you say. You're spoiling her that bad. Or vice versa with Armando, with how he might be taking what Kenny is saying and what his life was like, you know, raising a bunch of kids too. But earlier in like when they're starting off in the episode, Armando and Hannah start off, they're in the car ride. They're talking about unicorns, okay? Hannah's like asking, like any kid does, apparently. Like,
why so cute.
Why does a unicorn have a horn? Okay, why don't we have a horn? Who thought of a unicorn? What is unicorn?
Some then good Kenny's, questions. And Kenny does the most classic
just English-speaking, insecure
bullshit. I'm like, not bilingual. Oh, y'all talking shit about me?
Are you talking shit about me? You could be talking shit about me and I wouldn't know. Look.
She's five, bro. What?
She's asking about unicorns. What do you think he's saying? Is she saying something about my hair? That it's dated? Is that what she's saying?
That it's too tall? Is she saying tall hair?
Did she say that my weird athletic shirt, dry fit, muscle shirt style is just a tad out of touch? Is that what she's saying?
Oh,
no.
Did she say something about how I don't like guacamole?
Is she saying something about my dog Truffles having a weird, spooky eye? Because I understand Espanol, biatch.
Oh, my God, the spooky eye. That's a spooky eye bonus. Double bonus because it's Halloween. Oh, that's 100K.
Spooky eye. It's a very spooky eye. Don't look into it. It might grant you a wish. Like a unicorn.
But to be so insecure as to think a 5-year-old's talking shit about you. Like, what is.
I hear you, motherfucker. Problem?
And kids don't like talk shit secretly. Like if they're making fun of you,
they would ask you. They'd be like, "Kenny,
what's wrong with your hair?" Like she would find the English. She was gonna dog you. Kids,
your chest looks like my grandpa's. Okay, why are your shirts so tight? Oh my God, Armando, this little fucking
Oh my god, I'm sorry, but her mom died. She can say that to you.
Oh my god. I swear to she can't keep using that as an excuse. I swear to God, Armando. She's testing my last nerve.
I just think that Hannah with her like two old bows in her hair and like her like
just so savage
was just like on just ripping the low, him apart, just being like just saying terrible shit about him when she's just so happy to have like her own room and two parents. He's right. Like, yeah, what'd she really say? That she loves you.
What'd that little cunt say? Oh my god. She said that she's so happy that you and I are together because it's what I've wanted for so long. Oh my god. Please, Kenny. I'm so sorry. I've really shown my ass.
Yeah, he also showed his ass when he acted like chicharrón was not fucking delicious.
Oh,
it tastes like pork rinds. Yeah, bitch, that's where pork rinds, that's what it is. I don't understand what... Oh, I don't like pork rinds.
Papa.
Well, you're a dumb bitch twice over. I don't understand.
¿Por qué es patético? What did she fucking say? I'm pathetic? Are you fucking serious, Armando? This little fucking demon bitch, I swear to God. I'm not fucking around, Armando. Don't make me call my friend Debbie. She'll come down here. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to say this, Hannah, but ella te matará, okay? She will fucking kill you, okay? Oh, my God.
That is way too much. I'm picturing Hannah's tiny face. And
no, but Hannah can. She doesn't give a fuck. She'll be like, bring it, ho. She's like, do some push-ups, Kenny.
She would be like, would you like to buy me a shaved ice or a purse?
Or die.
Or for me to kill you.
Or for me to slit your throat when you're asleep and just die with this look of confusion in your eyes.
Would you like to buy me a purse or a shaved ice or for me to take my daddy away forever?
How would you like? Well, okay, here are the options. You can buy me a little plastic broom, a balloon, or I'm going to send you a video clip of your kids on fire while you watch helplessly trying to put the flames out on their backs. But it's a video.
Okay, I get a necklace and a dolly. Or I call your four children and I tell them that you never loved them.
It's up to you. I don't know. Whenever anyway, you think want. About it. Up to you. Hey, I'm bargaining. Dude, when people are so insecure about the ESL thing, like, you know, I know people who have like, you know, half like blended American or immigrant families and things like that, where like the American parent will be like, yo, don't be talking foreign languages. I don't like that shit. And it's so fucked up because you're missing out.
I always really hate that. The one thing that's cool about Max is he's so low-key when like my family and I are getting down in Russian. He's just like...
Yeah, I feel like we always talk about this, right?
Like, yeah, they'll catch me up. You know, yeah. Or whatever. Or he'll understand some shit and he'll be like, wait, are you guys talking about this? Mm-hmm. I'll be like, great. But never has he been like, well, great. Now the family's talking about me. It's like, no one ever thinks that. It's like, why do you think you're so important?
Well, low key,
maybe we are talking shit about you now.
Meow.
I will say this, Hannah's jacket, iconic. You know, I was loving her jacket. I loved, you know, she was bringing it. That's why she, you know, Kenny was jealous, you know, low key, because I think he didn't like how, you know, the daughter was getting all her father's attention, because he was like, oh, do you see how manipulative Hannah is? Are you seeing this, Armando?
Armando, she wanted something for a dollar and another something for 20
cents. Oh, my God.
Armando.
It's hot and she wanted water. Armando.
I'm sorry. Is this little bitch Jeffrey Bezos? Because what she spent about $1.82 already, Armando, and it's not even three.
Armando, we agreed one bottle of water a day.
Oh my God. Another broom, Armando. Another broom. Armando, is she starting a company doing cleaning?
Armando,
and she doesn't need all these bows.
Does that little hoe need?
Oh, Armando, my God,
she's
Armando.
Got two in her hair right now. She could start to sell the bows, Armando. Why don't
hey,
she
Hannah,
set up
what are you
old
grow
bow
another fucking
stand?
Head?
Hey, Hannah,
you fucking
Hannah, you
want
to set up a old bow stand right here next to this man?
Okay, Kenny. Nothing, honey, nothing. You fucking freak fuck. Kenny, please. She's a child. Leave her alone. I'm sorry, Armando. But she's fucking with me, Armando. I know she is. I know she is, Armando. And you can keep saying I'm just thinking it up and I'm being insecure. But I know what the fuck you're doing, you little fucker. Ugh.
Armando, she put the whore in horchata, Armando. Oh
please, Kenny, just go. You're ruining this family. I'm sorry. Like, this is so wrong to do because this is so not their relationship. But
no, they're so happy.
They're
so
very happy.
The little girl.
And she shouldn't even be even as a joke. But it's just so funny. Because maybe, I don't know, you know. He low-key just, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just clearly jealous because she has two dads and I have zero.
Oh, so my, yeah. Right.
That's what it is.
I don't, Armando, are you serious? Fucking ice cream and a broom? What the fuck is going on, Armando? She has 15 brooms, Armando. Where did you buy these?
Oh,
what
so,
kind
so
of place
Armando,
is this?
A broom and a candy? You're going to let her sweep and eat?
Wow.
Armando? Wow. Well,
hey,
wow.
Hannah Benekima, okay, because you're going to be sweeping your little teeth off the fucking floor because they're going to be rotten from all the fucking candy you're eating, you fucking heathen. Get out my face and take your fucking brooms with you.
Oh, next she's going to want a little pail to go with the broom. Come on!
Oh my God, Armando, next thing you know, she's going to be hitting you up for money so she can have her business licensed with the municipality so she can start cleaning Airbnbs. I've seen it before, Armando.
Armando, do you know that she will steal your money and start a business that will put your dog grooming business out of business?
Oh my God, Armando, you can't be this
Armando,
thick.
No.
I, for people who didn't watch the episode, we keep talking about brooms because Hannah bought
she
like
got
a little toy
broom. And it was so cute.
Yeah, and there's a moment where like, I think we're just avoiding talking about how wholesome it is because everyone else is so trash.
So sweet.
Because like at one point when they're relating, when ultimately Armando's like, look, I know I spoil her. Like she lost her mother and it's the best I can do. It's the tactic I used and maybe it's not right. And he's like, I know she's had a loss. I can sense it. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I also have to learn how to be a good stepfather. And I can't even communicate
with
her.
My own stepdaughter.
Oh, my God. And they're crying. And meanwhile, Hannah's like just a kid. So she's like kind of looking at both of them talking like, what the fuck are these? You know, like when you're a kid, and you're like, what the fuck are these? Even though you're hearing everything, you can't compute anything. You're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Why are they crying? All right, whatever. Where's my broom at that I bought earlier? And so you start like swinging that shit around.
It's so cute. It's a little pink broom. And she's like, I guess I better sweep these emotions away.
Yeah. Oh my God, Armando.
Oh my God. That made me laugh so hard. I really needed that.
Armando, I swear to God. Hey, are you going to sweep up your shit at the house, Hannah? I hope so. Wow, because I'll... Oh, really? Really? Yeah, I'll have a fucking heart attack when I see you clean up after yourself, you fucking pig. Oh my God, Armando, I swear to God, I can't handle her. I can't handle her. Can we send her to like some kind of boarding school for fucking chicas, malas? Malas, chicas, whatever it is. Oh my God. I cannot with her, Armando. I cannot.
Armando, this is not like Ugly Betty at all, Armando. No. Armando, I am confused.
I'm pretty sure I think she has an ISIS flag. Look in her dresser. I think we need to be worried about her.
Armando, I think I'm calling she's the CIA. One that set your dad against you. Oh Armando, God, Armando, he loved gay people. And then I saw her talking to him and he wouldn't even say goodbye.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Kenny, he plants an ISIS flag on Hannah. And then that plays out where Armando's like, what? Oh my God,
it's like
Hannah,
Hunter
what?
Biden's laptop.
Where did you get
like,
this?
Did you see her laptop, Armando? There's things on there. Did you see?
Oh my God,
see?
Armando.
She ain't right, Armando.
She's like into some kind of like crypto something. I don't know. It's freaky, Armando. I would be really worried and I would be scared.
Armando, she's running a child trafficking ring. I know, a child. How's she doing that, Armando? I don't know. Maybe to be safe, maybe you give her back to your mom.
She might be, I think she's running QAnon. I'm serious, Armando. We need to be worried. We got to keep our eye on her. So anyway.
I love how you just kept getting more and more Southern the more I kept talking about him. He does not even have that much of an accent.
Armando. That's how respectful Kenny is. I mean, and I don't even mean to take shots because even at the end, he does even realize, but we'll see. I mean, he does acknowledge that he could do better, but, you know, there are people like that who are always will acknowledge that they could do better, but don't do better, which are typically the people who are find themselves dating for the longest time. They're like, damn, they really just kept owning it, but not doing anything for years.
Also, I mean, just like fucking learn Spanish. I hate that he's like, oh, I guess I should have learned Spanish before I moved here and tried to parent a daughter that doesn't speak English. It's like,
te voy a matar, pera. Okay.
Fucking download Duolingo, bitch. Come on.
Yeah, it's easy. Okay, so then let's move on finally to Brittany and Yazan. And it's really just Brittany, and she is in Florida because she has completely botched her divorce and is like now just like waiting for shit to come back together, has a lot of time to kill. And because she fucked up the divorce timing, she's now just putting like all kinds of pressure on Yazan to deliver like the impossible so she can bail/stall where she's like, he needs to have a job, a place, and money. And then I will be there.
He needs to get a job, a place, and send her money enough to pay for her ticket to go back to Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I feel like during this episode, like, she's obviously heinous. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I was like, I didn't know is that she paid for everything when she was out there. And she paid for her tickets and she'd been out there like a bunch of times and because he can't come over. So then I'm like, I kind of get it a little bit more in terms of why she needed him to make that financial commitment. Because, yeah, it's hard to move to another country where you won't have what you normally do, which is like be a video ho or whatever it is. Right.
Right.
But by the way, that is not said disparagingly. I wish I could be a video ho.
We've seen your audition tapes.
I know. They're not good.
Just search independent thought audition tape, Major Laser.
I know. No one liked that.
When you're trying to be in those major league videos.
No, but like for real, like she can't do her job. She can't be an influencer, do any of the stuff that she does when she moves to Jordan. So it's a little bit like, okay, she's been paying for the stuff. And then if you want her to change her life and go Muslim and all that stuff, I don't know what she's going to do for a living. So if she isn't going to be able to provide financially, she needs some sort of security before she moves there. So, and that's the only thing you're going to hear me say in this next entire chunk about Britney and Yazan that I was like, well, this is the one thing that I'm like, she's right about.
Yeah, well, he says, look, okay, I'll try to do that. I've been grinding at a barber shop, driving taxis.
I'm on some other shit. I'm smoking more cigarettes now.
Then, like, when they're talking, like, a dude walked by and, like, hollered at her. It was like, so beautiful or some shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, Yazan. Like, this guy was just, like, just thought I was beautiful.
So beautiful.
And he's like, yo, hide them titties now. What is wrong with you?
Put those titties away.
Smuggle them. And then he sort of gets really upset because he points to the fact that he changed a lot. Like, he did a lot of interest, or I don't know if he did, but he said he's had to give up a lot of what he thought he would have.
Well, we found out that he's, like, ever since his parents kicked him out of the house and whatever, and, like, fired him from the job that he was at, he hasn't really been seeing them. That's what we find out, that like he, who was living with his parents and was super, super close and kind of the apple of their eye, he now doesn't even talk to his parents.
Yeah.
So he's really changed a lot about his life. And he is like, so I just need you to become Muslim real quick.
Yeah. See,
and he doesn't say it because he's already said it a billion times. And so then she goes, change myself. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't read minds. Read minds? He was pretty fucking open about what he wanted for me to do to change. Like, this is a conversation y'all been having for a long time. And I'm sick of both y'all, honestly.
Well, they're just headed for such a fucking crash landing, cataclysmic interaction. Because, you know, when she meets up with her friend Angela at the beach, she's sort of like, hey, my divorce is finalized. And, like, I'm tired of this dude going back and forth on, like, what he acts like a feminist. And then he acts like a devout Muslim. And I'm the one tripping. And she's like, but, you know, he wants to have an ultimatum for me. I'll have an ultimatum for his ass. And so this is what you're going to do. You basically go to your mom and dad and be like, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. She's not converting. We not getting married. We going to do what the fuck we want to do because I'm putting it down for my future family, blah, blah, blah. And that's not going to happen. That's
also,
not gonna
stop
happen.
Saying really, like, she doesn't hear herself. She goes, so he moved out of his house and he got a job and a new apartment and he doesn't see his family anymore. But, like, I don't know. Is he for real? Like, bitch, he just listed the ways in which he's for real. And then she goes, he portrayed himself as a feminist and that's what I fell in love with. We've been watching the show. Not one time did he ever portray himself as a feminist. He very much said, I am committed to my culture. This is not what it is, fam.
I think he must have just behind the scenes said some shit like offhandedly, and that was enough for her to like just justify everything else she was hearing. But yeah, it's not.
He hadn't ever had sex before. So yeah, I'm sure he said a lot of stuff. I just don't think he ever portrayed himself as a feminist. He's never, ever been like, this isn't my culture.
Right.
It's just weird. And then I love that she was trying to be so opinionated about giving him an ultimatum. I'm like, bitch, your bathing suit top is upside down. Did you notice that?
Is that what was going on?
Her bathing suit top was upside down. That's the part that goes around your fucking body and not around your neck.
What the fuck?
It was bothering me so much.
I was like, it looks very different.
Yeah, like it's there was something not I didn't know. I didn't realize supposed to be worn.
Shout out to her, pioneer. You know what I mean?
That's different.
Trendsetter and trailblazer. All right, so that'll be that for today. Thank you for joining us on this episode of 420 Day Fiancé. Tune in tomorrow for our, you know, little fun episode where we'll be talking. I guess we've heard the calls and we realize we have decided what we will be watching in the interim when there's like not some 90-day stuff going on, because there is some other trash that we could sink our fangs into. And that will be announced on the next show. So tune in. That way you can see what other nonsense we'll be getting into. Until then, you know, check us out on social media at Twitter. At Twitter? Yeah. And on Twitter. And at Instagram, as well as on Instagram at 420dayfiance. On Twitch at twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Also, 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts, rate and subscribe and all that shit, because we'll talk about reviews and something tomorrow. With that, I've been Sophia Alexandra. Find me at The Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A, on Twitter and Instagram. Also on my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with my co-host, Courtney Kosak, as well as my comedy album, Father's Day. Thank you, Michael.
That was so beautiful. You really have the voice of an angel, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
I've been Miles Gray. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can check me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, every day with me and Jack O'Brien and illustrious guests.
Mm-hmm. With that, we will see you in the morrow. Until then, a dollar may I borrow? Well, then good day to you. I don't know what the fuck that was. What anyway, later saying? On. I don't know. Bye.
Meow. Meow. Oh, 20 Day Fiancé.